Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as we got to get to some headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Some sad news, Leroy. The highest honor we can give to the ones we love who pass. Oh no. The great Bob Uecker has passed away. Milwaukee Brewers announcing their legendary broadcaster, Bob Uecker, has passed away at the age of 90. Of course, also the played the iconic role of Harry Doyle in Major League. A legend. An absolute legend. Like, man, that's an iconic baseball
voice.
There's nobody who doesn't know who Bob Uecker is.
Get up, get out of here, gone. Oh, my God. Love Bob Uecker, man.
I was going to ask you, where would I know him from? But when you did that call, I vaguely remember something like that.
You know, you never saw Major League, dude?
No way. What year did that come out?
What? You've never seen Major League?
All right. What year?
Aren't you a funny man? You don't like comedy?
I mean, I've heard good things.
You know how many people were in? You know, there were a lot of people in that movie.
Yeah.
That ended up having fame.
Charlie Sheen. Heard good things about him.
Who's the
Tom Berenger?
No, I'm talking about the Joe Boo. He was in Waiting to Exhale, and then he was in the television show.
Jesus.
And then what insurance was he?
Progressive? Farm.
State was Farm? He the State Farm State guy Farm. Before Jake?
No way.
I think so.
Oh man, no, dude. Marcos.
What about
46 years old in that movie? I want you to know that.
Who was
that? That movie came out in 89.
Oh, I understand it's old, but it's like what, you've never seen an old movie before?
No, I've heard
you've never seen an old movie before.
No, people are like, oh, you haven't seen Spaceballs? I'm like, no,
dude, that I got.
You've never seen Spaceballs?
No, dude. Why would I watch that? Completely different generation, man. Like, I don't.
I thought you liked comedy, funny man.
Me too. But
there were two guys who played.
What's that? Golf movie?
Billy Mays Hayes.
Yeah, they had Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes was in it.
And then in Major League Two, they just made him Omar Epps.
Omar Epps was in it. Yeah, man, there was a lot of like young stars in that movie.
Dude, it was it's basically the story of, it's almost the story of Jeffrey Loria, because it's about the Cleveland Indians, and they have an owner who wants to move them to Miami. And they need the team to be so bad that the attendance falls below whatever, but to get out of their lease in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And so they sign like the worst team known to man. And and hijinks and hilarity ensue.
It sounds like Harry, a movie.
But Harry Doyle,
hey, Bourne, go out there and take one for the team.
They had like this old rugged manager, like, because they had one high priced free agent, and he had no doing calisthenics in his contract, and the guy just takes his pants down, takes a whiz on the contract.
And you're saying Bob Uecker was in this movie?
Bob Uecker was the voice of the movie. He was the announcer. He was Harry Doyle.
He was the Indians Cleveland announcer.
Yeah, like Harry Doyle, but he was getting, like, the team was so bad, he was getting like toasty drunk on the air calling these games. Bye. Like, Indians down 8-1. The post game show is brought to you by, I can't find it. Who gives a bleep?
Right.
And his intern, he had a Todd, the intern, was like, you can't say that on the air. Don't worry, no one's listening.
Right. You know what? This seems like it holds up, though. This seems like
it holds up, dude. It holds up. You would love it.
That Caddyshack movie does not hold up, dude. Caddyshack does not hold up.
I like Major League a lot more than Caddyshack, but I know Caddyshack's an all-timer.
Yeah, Major League seems pretty good. Charlie Sheen too. I was actually,
Well, the thing about Caddyshack is it had some of the older famous comedians.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Major League had a lot of guys who went on to be stars that you hadn't heard of.
We don't have like a lot of those legendary, you know, voices anymore, you know? Like they're slowly going away.
And he wasn't national, right? And he was like just a really known specific.
No, he was, I think he probably did some national games, but he was, his regular gig was, he was the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay. Yeah, that, because I'm thinking like, you know, obviously I'd feel sad if Marv Albert, he's not dead, is he? No. If Marv Albert, well, I'd be like, Marv.
I think he's still with us, but I believe he retired a couple years ago.
His kid sounds just like him.
I mean, that happens a lot. I saw that with the right. Rumbles, but no, that it's there's like no
ice,
local.
It's like Ice Cube situation.
Eric Green. If Eric Green passed away, I'd be so sad.
Of course.
I'd be so sad.
Of course.
Damn, that hurts already. Just think about that. He's got time.
I tell you what.
He's young.
Speaking of Eric Reed.
Yeah.
His fancy was tickled by Kalel and Bam's last those 30 seconds. Those 30 seconds. Oh, what a 30 seconds.
Yeah. Glorious. I actually did get a text about that where it's like, look, he's doing it. He's doing it. And I was like, all right, cool. And then literally 30 seconds later, it was done.
He should keep doing it. Like, Kalel was insane. Like, you know.
I just think that he gives you all the things of a young player. And the other stuff is kind of your job to get him to be kind of more focused on defense and stuff like that. And he can do that on the fly. He don't need to go to Sioux Falls to pick up the damn offense or defense.
Dade Sow says that Tobin is like Randy Quaid's character in Major League. Yeah. I can agree with that.
He's never done a movie where he wasn't that dude, right?
Basically, Randy Quaid's his character, Marcos, was there were these four diehard Cleveland Indian fans, and they were the most optimistic. You know, it's all right. It's going to be our year. This is going to be it. They're the only people out there doing the chants. And then there was just a game where, like, he goes dark on them, and he just turns on them.
Wow. Oh, we're not going to get it done.
They're going to blow it.
They're going to blow it. Wow, thing you make my heart sing.
I see.
Like, he's just like.
even if you look that up and you put images, there's just a picture and he's standing up mad. He's and it just says, I told you they'd blow it. And yes, as a yes. Dolphins fan, totally relate to that.
He goes, there was one where a guy just hits a monster home run and the guys go, too high. He goes, too high? What does that even mean?
Like it hit upper deck. Like too high. Oh, so that's good. Not gonna get there. There was so the funny part of that movie is there's different parts to it. So you got the guys up in the booth who are living it.
Yeah.
You have the owner, you have the team, and then you have the fans. And it's all like, it's all going on. So they go from here to here to here. And so the fans are, you know, like you say, oh, that's too high. That'll never get out. And then the guy looks at him like, and then it hits the upper deck. And then finally, Randy Quaid's guy, he just loses it. We're done.
This sounds pretty good. This sounds pretty
good. It's good, dude. I'm telling you. How long is that movie? You got an hour and a half in.
Yeah, no, totally. Especially if I've never, like, you know, you catch a flight sometimes and they have, like, a crazy movie selection. This sounds pretty good. I'm down for sports shenanigans. I'm all for Longest Yard, every version of that movie. I like the Bad News Bears.
Dude, if you like Longest Yard and whatever, this is more. It's funnier.
The Rookie. Right? I was a fan of The Rookie. That's a good baseball movie.
Bull Durham?
Nah. What's that? Also, there's another one. If you build it, they will come. Nah, I never seen
Field of Dreams. You just hate baseball. So you just hate baseball.
Maybe that's the thing. No, Sam.
But this isn't a baseball. But this isn't a base. Like, it's a baseball movie, but like you're not like in the weeds of baseball. It's a comedy movie.
No. This sounds great. I'm not going to lie to you. This sounds really good. And I have actually think time.
I'm telling you, you will laugh.
Yeah.
Right?
Tears is a good point. When's the last time we had a good sports movie? I like Creed, but I know a lot of people don't like Creed.
Well, boxing movies are different, though.
Come on. Of course you like
Creed. Because, like, it's hard to do comedy in boxing. Mm. Right? Like, boxing and fight movies are always tragic, like, or comeback.
Yeah.
You can't do comedy in boxing. Or the closest thing to comedy in that is Nacho Libre. Right? You see what I'm saying?
The fight. What about when the contender or
Great White Hype?
No.
Great White Hype was comedy.
But there was the pretty recent one of Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone boxing each other. The Grudge Match, I think it was called.
Yeah, the Grudge Match. No.
Or the
no.
I'm trying to think now. I know when you think of great sports movies, obviously, you know, there's a lot you can think of. The one that I think of is Remember the Titans. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
But do we have to go back that far, though?
I tell you what movie got me is We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall.
Never saw it.
Yeah, because it tells the story of the team after the crash. Because remember, back in, I want to say 70s,
mm-hmm.
Marshall's team plane crashed. Ooh. And they lost all their players. And there were a couple of guys who were supposed to be on the plane. So then a new coach comes in and they try to rebuild the team and the city and
Matthew
and
McConaughey,
all that.
Though, I don't know if I could take a whole movie. Like, I love Interstellar, but I don't know.
But this was before. Yeah. All right. This is when, like, you know.
He's
like,
crazy.
What was the other movie he did with?
It wasn't before All Right, All Right. That was one of his earlier movies was All Right, All Right, All Right. Yeah.
But this was, you know. I also like Matthew McConaughey.
But it was, you know what it was before? It was before when he like just became a caricature of himself, like True Detective.
Yeah.
Where he's just like saying all the things like this. Right.
And like when he did the when he was a lawyer in the South,
mm-hmm.
with what's the dude's name? Stephen A. But from Pulp Fiction.
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
What movie was that?
It was I can't think of the name of it. What was the name of the movie? Not Angel Not for You. No.
I love all the Chad is just mentioning as many names as possible.
Right.
They're doing their best. I give them credit. It's probably going to be a time movie.
Not Lincoln, a time to kill?
It's not a time to kill. That's it. That was a good movie. That was a good movie.
Well, rest in peace to the great Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
An absolute legend. And we're sad that we've lost him today. We'll take a break. Bill Belichick? We'll get back into the D-Wade stuff. But Bill Belichick?
He might full of Jets.
Something going on here. Take a break. Back after this.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can you have a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your access to attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
Going over to the windowplex and looking outside, looks quite beautiful. Sunny skies. A light breeze, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Can't tell which way the direction is going simply because there's no clouds. But I'm going to go ahead on and say, by the look up, this little one baby cloud looks like it's coming from the northwest. And I would say it's about 65 degrees. I haven't been outside, so I'm merely just guessing at that this time.
How do you do, Marcos?
Apparently, Leroy's house is the nicest place in Davie at the moment. Allegedly, if he lives there. Because right now they have it as cloudy skies with a few chances of showers in the afternoon. Currently 71 degrees. Winds coming out of the east, northeast. They got showers tomorrow, too. Got some cold rain coming, apparently.
Ominous, dude. All right. So this is a story that's going on right now that I guess they're trying to put out the fire on it. Mm-hmm. But Bill Belichick apparently has not signed officially his contract at UNC. Which this happened with Michigan's coach this year, right? He didn't even have a contract.
He didn't have a contract.
Until like the middle of the season.
Correct.
But Bill Belichick does not have a contract signed. And so some are wondering if that negates him having the $10 million buyout with UNC. This was reported today by Jonathan Jones of CBS. And, you know, everybody's looking at what's going on in the landscape right now. And Jerry Jones is obviously hobnobbing, looking to get a big time splash. There's some talk about Dion. You know, there's some job opportunities out there. Bill Belichick kind of rushed into the whole college thing before the market was set. Is there something that could interest him or intrigue him? Could anybody poach him away? You know, there was, I think, even some fodder that even Tom Brady and him could reconcile and make something happen with the Raiders. But Michael Lombardi, who drafted Leroy,
yep.
He is the general manager of UNC football right now. He tweeted out on this report, Bill is recruiting in D.C. today and Baltimore tomorrow. His focus is on North Carolina football, hiring staff members, and developing the team. The NFL isn't an option, so please stop making it one. Thank you.
Here's what I would say. Bill has himself to blame for that based on what happened with the Jets years ago. Now, yes. I know it was a long time ago, and the circumstances were it's the Jets. So mm-hmm. let's be clear about that. That being said, you have to understand what he would be leaving to get into. You think Bill Belichick is going to be able to survive in either Las Vegas with that owner or Dallas with that owner?
Well, we talked about this the other day with, I forget who we were talking about. I think it was with Dion. And, you know, I don't look at Mark Davis like his father. Like, you know, he had to fire John Gruden basically because John Gruden got canceled for bad emails.
The league fired him. Not
the league fired him.
Right.
And then he had Josh McDaniels, who on multiple stops has been a really bad coach. Like, nobody seems to respect him as a head coach. Mm-hmm. And Antonio Pierce, he kind of did what the players wanted. So I don't know. I feel like that one, that, you know, I don't really get the Brady thing, but maybe Brady and Belichick are having a D-Wade Pat Riley, like, you know, I kind of miss it when it's gone kind of thing. You know, you get to reminiscing. Maybe he knows that he could run a good organization. I'm sure Tom Brady does feel that way and would put hard feelings aside.
You can respect somebody and not like them.
True.
Like, let's not – it's grown folks.
Grown right? folks, dude. Old
you,
folks.
You don't have to – like – hey, newsflash world, you don't have to like everybody you work with. But understand the job that they can do, and you put that aside if you also want success.
See, I feel like that one makes more sense to me than Dallas, because you're right. Dallas comes with so much media, and he hates that. And not only that, the owner loves media, because he loves right. doing his radio shows and his press conferences, and
the
I
last
don't see
thing
that
I can
working.
Imagine is Jerry Jones saying something on behalf of Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick losing his mind, right? I don't need anybody to speak for me. I can speak for myself.
Maybe right. you know Stephen Ross gives a call, you know, and
no,
he heard that press conference and he heard about all the tardiness and he really liked Wes Welker and you fired Wes Welker and. You know, he's thinking to himself, you know.
I just think that this last year has been kind of a wake-up call for Mike McDaniel, where he realizes that more of a base needs to be built and with how they do things and what his demands are, right? There are certain coaches who never make this assumption. And that assumption is they're pros. They're going to be professional. And the coaches that don't make that, you know, that don't just assume that are the coaches that are maybe seem to be tougher, that are maybe seem. But the reality of it is that they're just not going to assume that you get what they're saying. They are going to make sure. And those are your better coaches. So when you look at, you know, even Dan Campbell, how he does things, right? When you look at the way Bill Belichick did, everybody talks about, hey, if you're a Patriot, this is how you're doing things. If not, you'll be gone. I don't care who you are, right? Andy Reid. Andy Reid is not as loud, but everybody seems, no matter how big you are, everybody seems to be in line. So there are some coaches that you know, kind of do that. You look at both the Harbaughs, right? Whoever's come through there, you've never had a problem with somebody not being professional.
Nah, no way.
So yeah, it's. I think that in Mike's effort.
But we also have seen, like, with the Belichick thing, if he was going to stick around, like, you know, like college, I always feel like these things are squirrelier in college, right? And even if that was a $10 million, what's a $10 million buyout to Stephen Ross?
Right. Here's the
deal. $10 million buyout to Stephen Ross is pocket change.
Here's the difference between college and the NFL. You piss one of these kids off, there's a transfer portal. I'm out, buddy. Right. They don't. And because of the people that you're dealing with, which is not necessarily just the players, but the family members and stuff like that. If you're too hard on a player and somebody get their feelings hurt, then they'll leave, which is right. The craziest thing in sports. Like, you don't get a free pass, you know, through sports. Somebody at some point in time is going to be hard on you to get you to be the best version of yourself.
We'll take a break here on the show. Mix things up. Coming up next. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat, they lose last night to the LA Lakers late last night. If you guys were not up, 117-108. Got away from him in the second half once again. LeBron James. Did you guys see that LeBron James, like, made, you know, had that super fan there on the sidelines too? It was a little girl. She's like crying, "Hey, LeBron." And of course, he has to play a hero. Jerk.
What's more amazing? That he's doing that, or he's doing it at 40?
Dude, hit a lot, like, intangibles. A boy over there threw a lob to him, and I'm just like, too much.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy. That's like, all 40-year-olds aren't built the same.
Mac-Man says,
I think we need to get past the fact that you think your 35 or 40-year-old is going to be able to play that long too. That's where we need, because right now we're all saying, you know, that, yeah, Jimmy going to play another 2 or 3 years. I think in some instances, Jimmy is telling you, no, I'm not.
Let's get to the mixed bag here, huh? What do we got here, Froggy? The mixed bag is brought to you by Pizza Frog.
Oh.
Is it Pizza Frog or Frog Pizza?
Whatever.
You thought pineapple on pizza was bad. Now,
we talked about it
a little bit earlier. Now we get a chance to hear it. It is Udonis Haslam doing some of the best boxing out you've ever seen the Rebound King do.
Ooh.
This is UD.
UD, I know you're in a spot here, but you're with us. You spent 20 years with Miami, 4 with Jimmy Butler, so I have to ask you, how do you think this plays out? What light can you shed on what will happen Friday when his suspension ends?
Well, the light that I can share right now is that Jaime Jaquez Jr. is averaging 15 points a game right now on this road trip since Jimmy's been out. Nico is averaging 13 a game. The young guys are getting a chance to develop. But if you think I'm touching that conversation, you got a better chance of wrestling the alligator. I'm staying out of that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That is above my pay grade. I don't want none of that smoke. Let Rouse figure it out.
My dad's family's from Louisiana, where there will be no wrestling of any alligators.
I will say this, guys. There's one thing that we do say. You either in or you out. There's no in between. And that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. You either in or you out. And there's no in between.
There you go.
So I was perusing Twitter, and I came across a video of Jimmy and UD getting into it.
That's my video.
Is it?
I came across a video. That video is old, though. That's not a very...
Yeah, it's old.
Not a very recent video.
I know. No, I know it's not recent.
I'm trying to remember what game that was, but I know what you're talking about. Heat versus Haters posted that video. We came across a video. See, this is why you give me no credit for boots on the ground. You know, like, you guys sit here and you're just like, just do the thing, Tobin, do the thing. But when I get, you know, when I get compelling video, you're like, oh, you did that?
No. Dude, I'm telling you.
Nah, this is a different video. I know what you're talking about, Leroy.
Yeah.
Well, which one are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about the one where they fought on the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while. Dude, that was 3 years ago.
We ain't pay attention.
What are you talking about, Leroy? What are you talking? Dude, we literally did an entire shows on the Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler fight.
Nah, I think
Leroy's on. No, it wasn't Eric. It wasn't. like I have it right here, is Heat Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not you. So
yeah.
Okay, but did they take my video?
No, it doesn't say.
Nope, doesn't say Toba's name on it, therefore.
Right.
You're talking about the video that says Udonis on the Jimmy situation and the quote?
No.
Well, then what are you talking about?
This is a fight from, it says, he only posted it 19 hours ago, but it's old fight between Jimmy and UD. When UD say he was going to whip his butt.
Yeah, that was the Eric Spoelstra fight.
Oh, okay. I guess. Nah. Oh, yeah.
Schmeathen says,
Spo had enough.
Wait until Leroy finds the video of LeBron bumping into Spo.
Nah, I saw that one. Oh, that's not this.
Leroy, we talked about this. We broke this thing down, dude. What are you talking about?
Nah, dude. Nah, we should have seen it coming. Leroy's right.
They went to the Eastern Conference Finals that year, and then went to the finals the next year.
Oh, we should have seen it coming. Ryan was on the wall, Tobin. Ryan was on the wall.
But, like, so you're a firm believer of no matter how much dysfunction you have, if you're winning, it doesn't matter.
I'm not a firm believer in anything. I think if you guys are just waking up to the fact that Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra have butt heads, like, I don't know where you guys have been. Yeah, like, he is.
But I was looking at it more along the lines of when it starts with a player.
And it didn't start with the player, though. It started with the coach. The coach looks at him and he says, what, do you want to fight me? And that's when UD loses it on him.
All right.
Like, it was a fight between Spo and Jimmy that UD got involved with.
Right.
And then the next day, UD was like, just a Tuesday. Yeah. No bigs. Because they like to keep everything in the house. Are you like...
Now it's just a Friday.
Riley's on the wall. We should have seen this coming. There should have been someone to warn us.
Stuff like that happens. Like, I'm still...
That fight was crazy. But yeah, like, the winning did put that away. In the time, they were going through... It was a game against the Warriors. I think Jordan Poole hit a one-legged three right in front of the bench. Hmm. All hell broke loose. And then I think the next night they lost to... It was either the Nets or the Knicks. They got smoked. It was like the rare rut of that season. Because that season, the big thing was the injuries. But they kept having success that entire year.
Right.
And they ended up being the one seed that year. But yeah, Jimmy's ornery, dude. Like, it happens. Like, that. Like, if we're just... If everybody is just like, this Jimmy Butler's kind of a pain in the ass to deal with.
Yeah.
But that pain in the ass had a payoff. Like, now...
But the payoff is just the finals?
Yeah. Okay. Like, you... When have you not been part of, hey, winning does cure or winning does mask obstacles?
I've never played on a team with dysfunction like that. I don't know. Like, I don't know when I've had a coach or players that went at each other.
Well, you were gone before the sex boat party.
Yeah, but that didn't seem like... It seemed like they were getting along quite well. Like, it don't sound like it was a whole bunch of in-team fighting. They just all got in trouble together.
Man, what else you got, Froggy?
We have a potential... Could be something, could be nothing moment after yesterday's loss to the Lakers. We saw 30 seconds of Bam Adebayo and Khalil, where we've been seeing sprinkles of the young people getting some action, but there goes Spo with the short leash every time whenever we just get enough fun. Bam, after having yet another stellar performance, discusses...
All right, dude.
How the young guys are impacting winning.
Impactingly, the best way they can. You know, they're doing what Spo wants them to do. They're trying to figure out how to play their game, but also do it within the system that we're playing. So, you know, I commend them because, you know, they're impacting winning, and, you know, they have a shot in this league.
There you go.
The kids got a shot in this league.
They were fun yesterday. That was that second quarter. I mean, it was like Kalel to, it was like Jovic to Kalel. Kalel to Jovic. It was like lobs to setting up threes. Like, I tell you what, man, that Kalel Ware, he is fun.
It does seem like he seems like a player that warrants in-game work. Like, I just think that with Kalel, the things that he can learn in Sioux Falls, he can learn a lot quicker in live action.
Mm-hmm.
And
he came in yesterday, blocked AD right away. I was like, oh!
I told you what I would have did.
Wow.
I would have put him on AD, and then I would have had a coach every time he came off the field and off the court and work with him. Like, you're not going to get a better lesson of what it takes to play at this level than playing against another guy your size that has maybe more offensive ability than you at this point. Like, you're not – there's no way of learning that anywhere else, because how many seven-footers can do what AD can do? So you need – like – I would have had him, I would have played him 30 plus minutes every time AD's on the court. Kalel, go get him. If he score 40 on you, that's fine. If you foul out, that's fine. We can teach you. And that film will become imperative as far as your advancement in this league. But 17 minutes spot playing or whatever against you, you're not going to face a whole bunch of guys like that. And even more so, you have some of that same skill set. So now you're thinking, oh, Kalel's like, I'm not there yet. That's where I want to be. I'm going to pick up my game. But you can't do that watching on the bench. Those are things you got to learn in the line of fire during the game. And I'm telling you, I said this before the game. I would have got there. I would say, Kalel, you're playing 35 minutes. You're playing every second that AD is, and you're on him. End of discussion. We're going to see what you got. And I will put the test out there. Let's see what you got. Y'all got the same skill set. You want to see where you are. He's the best. Go.
Dude, he blocked. He broke up like four alley-oops yesterday. I was like, oh. And the dunks, Leroy. Oh, the dunks.
I mean, the athletic ability of this seven-footer.
Goosey's galore.
Right? So, like, yeah. AD doesn't face too many athletic seven-footers like him. We played him 17 minutes. That would have been at least 30. At least 30 in my mind. Like, did anybody disagree with that? Like, nope. Yeah, how are you going to get better if you're playing against guys of lesser skill sets?
This is what I think, okay? I think the closing lineup should be, all right?
Because
I don't want to start. I like Nico coming off the bench. I like it. He likes it. I like it. I want to keep Nico comfy. What I want to close with?
You're using Spo. You're using Spo-isms.
I want to use my fourth quarter lineup, all right? Kalel, Nico, Bam, Tyler, Haywood. That's what I want.
So
pretty good.
Nico, you gonna put Nico? He can play point forward.
Nico's my point.
Center.
Yep.
You put Tyler at the two. You put Haywood at the three. Bam at the four. Kalel at center.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Whoa. Wait. We're getting tall here. We're getting real tall. We are getting
tall time.
Tyler, obviously, he's the shortest.
He waved his hands like the 1940s. Ooh, I think I got the vape.
Woo-hoo! Evanston Betsy.
Woo-hoo! Hey, that's probably the least manliest thing you've done. Yeah. Look, what grown-ass man?
He fawned. Was that fawning? I think that's fawning. I think he just fawned over someone.
Man, you got anything else in the mixed bag there, Marcos?
I do indeed. We'll move on from the Heat. We get it. The young guys need minutes. Speaking of young guys, Lamar Jackson He is now dealing with the question that plagued the Miami Dolphins every single time around this year. Are you comfortable playing in the cold? Lamar Jackson, South Florida native, answered that question. Let's see if he gets the same ridicule our boy Tua got.
Some heaters on the sideline. Bigger jacket, probably. I got to talk to Kaneko to see what he got going on. Equipment guys, they pretty much do a great job, though, so we should be good.
But you, Lamar, don't do gloves under any circumstances.
Nah. Lamar, I tried it in practice. I was horrible. Leave that up to Teddy, two gloves, Teddy Bridgewater.
All shout the out joking to Teddy. Aside, it seems like you do handle the cold weather pretty well. I mean, being a Florida guy and everything.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to win, so it really don't matter. I can't go into a game and be like, man, it's too cold. I can't make things happen. You know, coach, them probably send me home. Eric, them be probably trying to come, you know, have me go up there, upstairs and talk to him and stuff. So I got to lock in the cold.
Hey, you do realize he played in Louisville, right?
Yeah. He sure did.
Yeah.
He's like, also played in Baltimore for, what is he, 6 years in now?
Right. Like, what are we doing? See, I hate stupid questions.
Wow.
This is stupid.
Plus, it doesn't matter. He's
been up north longer than he's been playing football in Florida. Okay, enough.
Plus, he has a triceratops in the backfield, too. Like, who cares?
Right. Like, I was like, sir, there are no stupid questions. There's stupid people that ask stupid questions. To ask Lamar, and keep in mind, this time of year, okay, in January, when there's snow on the ground or whatever, you're in the playoffs. So to say you don't have any success this time of year, right, probably just means that your team is getting beat by a really good team. He's had to play Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, right? I mean, Pittsburgh, these are all great teams.
305 Florida Man 561 says, seriously, they should put three horns on Derrick Henry's helmet. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, he's a freaking rhinoceros.
There's no worse feeling in the world when one of the biggest guys on the field is running away from you and you're a little guy and your thing is speed. Like, because have you seen anybody run Derrick Henry down? No.
Doesn't come
he
to
gets
mind.
Free. He gets free and he's gone.
Doesn't come to mind. And I forgot, I saw this in SportsCenter today, but I completely forgot. Speaking of running backs, Saquon had 250. Didn't he have 255 against the Rams this season?
300 total yards.
Oh my God.
So you know what's going to happen, right? Jalen Hurts going to throw for 350.
Yeah.
Because they ain't letting. Look, if we lose this game, it ain't going to be Saquon Barkley. You got to, when you give up 300 total yards to one guy, don't you have to go in there with that game plan? He can't beat us.
They got other options. Though.
I know that.
Pikachu.
That's why the Eagles are really good, because they have all those options. Now, the Rams have been playing some of the best football in the league the last 2 months. So there's that. And you always have the one of the hot teams that come into the playoffs, like when Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl. Like, kind of a hot team. They're playing well. They know who they are. They're executing well. And they go out and they clip a lot of the higher seeds. That looks kind of like what the Rams are. But Philly, if not for their dumb fans, we would be saying Philly is good. But because they've been trying to fire the coach all year, and what, 14-3?
Bless their heart.
Right. 14-3, and you've been trying to fire the coach all year. Same thing. Look, Philly and Ohio State deserve each other. Because y'all trying to fire the coach. One has a chance to win the Super Bowl, and one is playing for the national championship, and you want to get rid of him because he didn't beat Michigan.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get into more of that, the D-Wade comments on the Jimmy Butler situation. Miami Heat, they lose, but they're supposed to, the suspension is up. So Jimmy Butler is supposedly meeting with Heat management, including Mickey Arison today. We're keeping an eye on that. And all things shenanigans back after this.